It's been a great pleasure to meet Christine, and we found her through Rachel. So you're in for a treat today. Today we will be doing an experiential reflection and discussion entitled A Year Into the Pandemic, Reflecting on Loss, Healing, and Resilience. Christine Milovani is our speaker. This relates to our second principle, justice, equity, and compassion in human relations. Christine Milovani is a licensed clinical social worker and owner of Healing and Balance LLC. She has been in private practice for 20 years and has worked in various community settings, hospitals, inpatient psychiatry, emergency services, outpatient clinics, behavioral health, and wellness centers. She specializes in trauma recovery by utilizing integrative somatic psychotherapy, somatic experiencing, meditation, and Qigong practices. That's Qigong practices. Christine, it's all yours.
All right. Thank you. So, hi, my name is Christine Milovani. As Dan said, my pronouns are she and her. And I'm very grateful for the opportunity to be here today. And when Rachel first asked me if I would be interested, and then Dan contacted me, it's been a really warm and welcoming journey to be part of your community for a period of time here. So thank you very much for including me today. So during this past year of the COVID global pandemic, we've experienced a lot. We've had profound impacts on all parts of our lives, both individually, in our families, as a community, and as a nation, and as a global society. Healing and resilience happen gradually over time as we're able to integrate our losses with new understandings and growth. Excuse me, I've got allergies. We might be cautiously optimistic right now for the possibility of reconnection with each other, and there does seem to be some hope emerging. It's nice to be in this place right now, looking back, rather than being in the thick of it. But we've all experienced so much, and we felt like it would be a good time to honor everything that's happened. And we may not have had deaths or some of the tragedies that have happened, but we've all experienced something during this time. And we wanted an opportunity to reflect on that, but also in my kind of practice and tradition to have a more embodied experience of that. So kind of including all aspects of ourselves as we reflect. And so today's format and what we're going to be doing is going to have a individual reflection and meditation and experience. And then we're going to move into just a brief check-in with each other in a small group of two. So we'll be put into a breakout room for that. And that's just going to be a quick, just letting everyone's voice be part of the process today. So you're just going to have like a 2-minute time to share something that you were reflecting on from today's experience. And then we're going to be zoomed back in after about 5 minutes total. And we're going to be part of a larger group discussion where we can then share as a group. And if that conversation wants to continue after the service is over, we can do that in the second part. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I also invite you, if you feel like you want to have paper and pen if you decide to write something down. And if I'm able to, I'm going to see if I can put in the chat. I'm not sure if that is working because I can't add to it. So I wanted to go back to the words of Katie O'Meara and what she was saying in the end, which is kind of where we're emerging to at this point, which is when the danger passed and the people joined together again, they grieved their losses, they made new choices, and dreamed new images, and created new ways to live. And so part of my curiosity for today is to remember so that we can integrate the losses that we've had, but also to remember that those losses bring growth and change and transformation. And so I'm wanting to invite that reflection and that intention into what we're going to do today. So there's a Buddhist saying that life is made up of 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows, and often they live side by side. So I have six questions. The first one, how have you experienced loss in this past year? It may have been loss through death, job changes, health, finances, loss of dreams or normalcy, or other changes in your life. And the next question is, how have you experienced joy in this past year? And the next question is, how have you been creative, innovative, or adaptive this year? And the next question, have you made any new choices or life changes in the past year? And the next question, did you learn anything new about yourself this year? And the last question, where have you found strength or inspiration in this past year? And so Renee has been adding these to the chat box so that you can continue to reflect on them, and that when you go into the small group and also in our larger group discussion, that they will be there for you to look at if you'd like to focus any of your responses or reflections on these questions. And as we now move into a meditation practice, it's going to be more of a kind of experiential somatic practice. And so I'd like us to bring our awareness to the kind of integration between strength and grief. And as we start, just a mind-body check-in, and just noticing how you're feeling in your body right now. Maybe noticing any physical sensations. Noticing what feels comfortable. Maybe some areas that could be uncomfortable. Noticing your breath in your body. Bringing awareness to your thoughts. Just noticing that they're there without judgment. And being aware of your spirit or your energy system and how that's integrating with you at this time. And then bringing your awareness to a part of your body that feels strong, connected, and alive. Imagine a color, a shape, or an image that you have that connects to this strength within you. Just becoming curious about this part of you and holding that image, shape, or color. And then next, notice a part of your body that might be holding loss or grief. And again, noticing a color, a shape, or an image that you can connect with this loss or grief within you. And now I invite you to gently move your awareness between the strength within you and the grief and the loss. Just gently pendulating back and forth a little bit, maybe a couple seconds on one, a couple seconds on the other. Just being aware of the image of one, the image of the other. And just noticing that they're both a part of you. They're part of your whole experience. And that we may find some strength or support in being able to hold them together. So whatever way feels right to you, just imagining that color, shape, or image of strength, that color, shape, or image of grief and loss. You may notice the sensations in your body, the sensation of strength and where that's located. And the sensation of grief and loss and where that's located. And just moving awareness between them, allowing yourself to hold and connect to the wholeness of your experience at this time. And just as you notice this, just be aware of what happens, what your experience is. There may be things that shift or change. Maybe they stay the same. And then just bringing your awareness back to the awareness of your whole body. Noticing your thoughts and your mind. Noticing your emotion. And noticing your energy system or spirit. Noticing the welcoming and integration of all parts of you. And then bringing your awareness more to the room that you're in. Maybe just looking around. Just allowing yourself to include the awareness of what's right in front of you and around you in your environment. And then beginning to orient to the people here that are with us on this call. So as we close, may this chalice flame continue to illuminate your heart, your mind, and your spirit. May you find wisdom in joy and sorrow. May you experience self-compassion and inner peace. May you feel connected and supported. And may you expand the circle of love in your life.